Only 1 in 3 Michiganders feel that Michigan's statewide school system deserves a grade of A or B. That's according to new polling from Michigan Radio and Public Sector Consultants. Representative Adam Zemke is the Democratic Vice Chair of the House Education Committee. He represents Ann Arbor, and he's with us now. Welcome, Representative.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. It's good to be here.
Are you surprised by these grades?
I was a bit surprised by the grades. I've just had a chance to take a look at some of the polling results that were shared, and you know, I was surprised by the attitudes, you know, kind of expressed through the polls by parents, a bit concerned. But I also started digging into the polls a little bit more, and I realized that it's going to be pretty hard to discern anything from these results. And I say that because it was the first question, how do folks feel about their neighborhood school and how do folks feel about the schools on a statewide basis? And, you know, they ranked them, but it didn't really ask why they felt that way. And in discussing the quality of our public schools, you know, really, and getting feedback from parents, it's really important, but it's really important to understand why they're saying the things that they're saying. And so that's really the piece of information that maybe I'm just missing here, or I don't know if it was asked or not, but that's what I'd like to understand a bit more of.
Well, let me just ask, get your perspective. Where do you think the biggest challenges lie right now in K through 12 education in Michigan?
I think there are many challenges. You know, I think that it's really important to understand, that there are areas in our public schools that are not getting the resources that they need, and that, you know, we're having a very important discussion regarding school equity and funding equity in Lansing. And, 20-year anniversary of Proposal A is now upon us, and I think it's important to have a greater discussion about that as we go forward, because I think that the state is incenting some behaviors that are not always helpful to creating a positive public education experience for students statewide.
As we know, Republicans control the state House and Senate, and they have made it really clear their priorities when it comes to education are teacher evaluations and an A through F grading system for schools. Do you think you can find compromise on those positions?
Well, you know, I think that both the House Democrats and House Republicans last term put together a very fair and funded proposal on how to improve and provide constructive evaluation support for educators. And I say that, educators as both administrators and teachers. And I was part of that process. And, you know, the package received 96 votes out of 110 in the House of Representatives. And so pretty substantive bipartisan support. In fact, it is the only legislation that received that degree of bipartisan support in the education realm last term.
Well, going forward, looking at the session ahead, Representative, what do you think could happen with these teacher evaluations or this A through F grading system?
Well, you know, obviously we're hopeful for some additional items that were put forward by the Council on Educator Effectiveness. Dean Deborah Ball from the University of Michigan had some wonderful recommendations, and we're hoping to coalesce around some of those ideas. I think on all of these issues, it's very important to, get feedback from parents like you've done here, but really ask substantive questions about, you know, where are areas that they're seeing deficiencies or things that need to be improved in our public schools, because simply asking them to rank schools is not really helping us in the legislature. You know, parents are, they have a great eye into our public school system that we in the legislature do not have necessarily. And really getting that feedback on a detailed basis as to why they're feeling that our public schools are receiving the grades they are is very important to the process. I think that's something we really need to work on.
I'm speaking with Representative Adam Zemke, who's Democratic Vice Chair of the House Education Committee. There was a bill that was talked about a lot in the last session, essentially holding a third grader back in Michigan if that youngster doesn't meet certain standards for reading. The measure was introduced last session but stalled out, and I'm wondering, where does that stand now?
So the piece of legislation that was introduced last session, it was an area that I did not support. I believe that in order to support literacy and really improve literacy in Michigan, we need to provide that constructive support, you know, really from before school kids enter our K-12 system, really in the preschool or even before that, you know, in child care and in even prenatal care because of brain development. But, you know, that being said, really the pre-P through 3, you know, meaning preschool through third grade, and providing that constructive support to improve literacy is the area that I think we really need to focus on. And thankfully, there has been some additional discussion at the state about changing the literacy discussion to that area this time. So I'm hopeful that we'll come around to some agreement on doing that.
Adam Zemke, Democratic State Representative from Ann Arbor, who is Vice Chairman of the House Education Committee. We appreciate your insights.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
And you can find full results of Michigan Radio and Public Sector Consultants' poll, part of our continuing series, Michigan's Pulse. It's at our website, michiganradio.org. While you're there, you can check out other stories and other interviews you may have missed.